More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
And the verdict came down as well yesterday from the controversy over Bathurst. Well, there's the whole... So Scott McLaughlin, the Kiwi for Ford, won.
Yeah.
But his teammate, there was an issue with a car that was... there was some debris on the track. And they kind of... they had to do like a safety lap and his teammate was going too slow, holding back the rest of the course. They penalised him for it. Hundreds of... The biggest fine in racing. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Because he was trying to be safe?
No. Because he was holding back the field.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was being directed to hold back the field. It was interesting because they actually got hold of the radio communications and they reckon they sounded like they were reading from a script because the dude was talking about how they didn't know quite where the car was and they were... he mispronounced the word debris. He pronounced it debris.
Debris. Lots of debris everywhere.
So, yeah, they kind of went, we don't think you actually... We think you're just reading what you want us to hear on the radio communications to try and make it not sound like they were deliberately slowing the field so that Coulthard could win with a big gap. It was like a...
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So hundreds of thousands of dollars and Coulthard himself was docked 300 race points. But McLaughlin keeps the title.
What does he gain from doing that?
Well, he wins for his teammate.
Okay.
Because there were two Ford players, two Ford drivers, and they drive as a team.
I see.
So one held back the field so that his mate had an advantage against the leader.
Okay. Now I'm understanding more. Thank you. Putting it in layman's terms for me. I appreciate it.
Wow. My brother's a mechanic, but I'm not really a car guy, so that was a lot.
You did well.
Bird watcher?
Negative. Not a big fan of birds. Can't trust anything with a beak.
Yeah, no, that's right. The wisdom of verity. That's one of the ones that...
not keen.
That does stick out.
But if you are keen...
Well, it's BirdLife Australia's backyard bird count. So you don't have to get up close and personal. That's why you count them. If you can spare 20 minutes, you can get involved in the great Aussie bird count. You can go...
That sounds like so much fun.
I can tell
Let
already.
Let me schedule it in my diary.
I can tell already that you're not paying any... You're going to your happy place, aren't you? AussieBirdCount.org.au for details. Hats off to a WA bus driver that wound up bogged in sand.
I saw that.
Near Pinjarra following directions from Google Maps. Apparently didn't realise that the section of the road he wanted to use was unsealed. And then tried to push his luck past a no-through road sign and a dead-end sign and apparently even through water because the bus was too big to do a U-turn. So you just had to sort of keep
going. How long did it take?
Well, ages. Hours. Because they couldn't get a vehicle into
the
taking
out. And the passengers
were...
How many passengers?
There were no passengers
on
board.
Oh, thank the Lord.
So it's a reminder that Google Maps are your free option for a reason. And, that, you know, maybe sometimes it's worth asking directions. Bon Scott, one of the greats. Bon Scott of AC/DC, for those that are following and don't know. But the 2020 Perth Festival is set to mark the 40th anniversary of the passing of the AC/DC legend in a very unique way.
And this is going to be massive.
I think so.
The amount that they're expecting people to get around, get amongst it.
A bunch of multicultural acts, as well as a few locals, so bands, tribute bands, AC/DC bands, are going to be performing AC/DC songs on the back of a flatbed truck down a 10K stretch of Canning Highway. This is obviously March 1. This is coming up. So clearly they're going to be closing portions of between Canning Bridge and Fremantle Traffic Bridge to make it happen. Now, why on the back of a truck? Well, it's kind of inspired by the 1976 band performance of It's a Long Way to the Top, which they did down Swanston Street in Melbourne. But also it's kind of significant because there's lots of suggestions that Canning Highway was the original inspiration for Highway to Hell.
Really?
It was the stretch between... They reckon it was the stretch between the Raffles and where Bon Scott used to live, going home after a few drinks. That was pre the days of, stop signs, speed limits, nobody going to slow me down.
It.
Yeah, so it was quite a dangerous run home for him.
That's a really fun fact.
So, yeah, well, it's a legend. I mean, it's a little unclear. There's lots of stories about it, but there's plenty of suggestions that stretch back to his place from the Raffles is the inspiration.
The highway to hell.
So there you go. So, yeah, look, don't be trying to get down Canning Highway March 1.
March 1st, yeah.
But that
avoid
is
it.
Quite a significant way to celebrate a great West Aussie, I think it's fair to say.
Sorry, I said avoid it. Don't avoid it. Head along.
Well, yeah, avoid it if you're in a car, but otherwise get along for entertainment value.
97.3 Coast FM.
the Coast Feed.
And once again, while Nikki's away, covering the latest from Hollywood, it's Vsauce.
It is indeed, and Shawn Mendes is within a car ride distance right now, DeMello.
Yes. I saw a, was it a quokka selfie?
Indeed, it was. He's joined the celebrity quokka selfie-taking gang, yep, breaking the internet pretty much yesterday, or at least here in WA. His caption, "I met a quokka."
That's nice.
Yeah.
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 To the point.
To his 53 million followers. WA Tourism Minister Paul Papalia said the weekend would be a fun way, and the weekend I'm talking about is the celebration of the quokka.
Right.
Fun way to celebrate the happiest animal on the planet. Big call.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you reckon there are happier animals on the planet?
I just think there's equally happy, happy animals.
Maybe it's about how much happiness they can inspire.
True.
Mind you, a happy dog does inspire a lot of happiness.
Well, it does for me, and so does Shawn Mendes. He's not a dog, though. He's a great musician. He's playing at Perth RSC Arena on Wednesday night. And
he's the second happiest animal on the planet.
Speaking of great musicians, Rise and Shine.
Yeah, okay, so most people don't know what that is, but that's, come on, the latest from the Kardashian family.
So, I really don't know, and I'm sorry, I've tried to research best I can this morning, and to condense it for you, all I can tell you is that Kylie Jenner, she sung that sentence to her daughter, and it's just gone viral. She's joined in the with the trolls, actually. She's retweeted a remix of the song. Jared Leto, he's allegedly feeling alienated and upset that he wasn't asked to be in Joker, the new film that's out. He's reportedly complained to his agents about it. He wanted to kill the film because he was criticised for his behaviour towards his castmates in the Suicide Squad. I didn't know this. He sent a live rat to Margot Robbie, a box of bullets to Viola Davis, and a dead pig to the entire cast during rehearsal. It's a bit much.
It's probably taking it a bit far, isn't it?
Ooh. But to end on a high note, Jake Gyllenhaal, what a hero.
Come on, what's
he done? Just imagine it. He saved a dog from getting mowed down by a car on a busy intersection, walking just, you know, as you do, down the street in New York, and he helped save a frightened Dalmatian.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.